Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need you to help us. We've got to increase our reach exponentially because we are at a critical time. And those that are awake are fairly active. But there are many who are not awake because their idea of news is Morning Joe or whatever he's calling himself these days. Hey, listen, people are so distorted, so ignorant. We see the man on the street interviews, who was the first president? People can't name it. We've got to make the issues that are critical to every American apparent to every American. And the only way to do that is for you to help. So please take this broadcast and other broadcasts like ours and share it far and wide. Additionally, we've got a really good newsletter. It's one-stop shopping, and I'll make an announcement right here. We are dramatically increasing our news coverage beginning today. Beginning today. And we want you to have access to everything we do with one action. You don't have to keep coming back. If you sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com, click the newsletter link, put your email address in, you'll get a once-a-day email of everything we do that day. It's a great time saver. I think you'll really appreciate it. Over 50,000 people are participating. Well, question being asked right now, and this is common. We're hearing this in mainstream media. There's whispers in Congress. I'm sure that people are going to start speaking out. But people are asking, is Justice Roberts, Supreme Court Justice Roberts, is he compromised? And I could point to about 10 things that say, this really gets my attention. However, we're going to narrow it down to four. We're going to go through it with you, and we're going to show you, play for you a clip of a really dramatic event where he shows that he's not on the up and up and he's not being honest. Now, that one event may not mean he's compromised, not compromised, but this is inexcusable what we're going to show you when he was presiding over the Senate hearing on whether or not to convict Donald Trump in the first impeachment trial. And this was really bad. And we're going to share that with you, plus three other items that suggest that this Chief Justice deserves an investigation. I'm not saying anything is accurate here in terms of being compromised, but we can point to events and say this could be the smoke before the fire, or maybe it's just smoke. But the American people have a right to know. And I'm sure you would agree with that. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. I'm going to go through just a few reasons why you really need to get a hold of Noble Gold. First of all, we are looking at retirement and the banks can keep your money. Something we're going to talk about a little bit later. Two banks have gone belly up. And what that means for their depositors under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, and none of it's good. You can protect your savings. You can grow your portfolio. Gold and silver are exploding. Silver is going to surpass gold in terms of rate of increase before much longer. It's being artificially held back on price. But since AI tech and climate change tech depends heavily on silver, Katie bar the door because it's coming. Yours truly just closed a deal on something. We've received payment, and I'm taking 90% of that, and I'm buying silver coins. And I'm doing so on Monday. And I do this a lot with Noble Gold because I trust them. Okay, when you do this, you're hedging inflation. Great tax advantages when you get a Noble Gold retirement. In other words, they take it out of the bank, remove your risk, and you will be protected because it's backed by gold and or silver. And then you'll reduce your taxable income anytime you contribute to it up to the age of 73 or when you cash out. I mean, everything is there. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you there's no guarantees. We agree. Everything in the world economically could go to hell in a handbasket. Not likely that fiat currency and gold and silver would all go down at the same time. That's just not possible because one is the balance of the other. But we agree there's no guarantees. And if you do business with Noble Gold and open up a qualified account, you're going to get a free 1/10 ounce gold coin. Now, two things you can do. I can send you a free information packet that'll give you more details than what I just did by going to davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. Or you can call Noble Gold, which I recommend you do because the time could be short. And if you're one of those people that lost money, excuse me, if you had your bank closed, I would strongly recommend you call Noble Gold now. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Okay, the fundamental question on the board and on the panel here that we're discussing is Justice Roberts somehow compromised? And we look at his very suspicious actions by a so-called conservative judge. And I think these same questions can be applied to Amy Coney Barrett, but we'll handle her at a later time in a separate posting. But Judge Roberts' actions have been very, very concerning. And I'm going to talk about this, and then I'm going to show you a clip, and it just leaves you scratching your head. What the heck is this guy doing? All right, first of all, let me tell you something that's very personal to me. There was an 04 Supreme Court ruling on eminent domain. Oh, is this a hot button for me? Because if you don't know, I got into the media because John McCain, Ted Kennedy, and all their Central American Free Trade Agreement partners, nationally and internationally, wanted to build a superhighway system through the United States. And that's not dead. Some of that's been done, particularly in Texas, in the I-35 corridor. And when I take a look at what they wanted to do here, and they tried to hide it. They tried to say, we're going to take away your property rights. Eventually, we'd lost our property. So you couldn't get a permit to repair a fire or anything else. Couldn't even build a fence. Couldn't load rock quarry into your yard. Couldn't do anything. And this is about 6 months after we bought what we thought would be our retirement home in northern Maricopa County in the rural part. And so I'm in a meeting and I speak up. And I say, well, this is unconstitutional. It's Fifth Amendment violation. Keep in mind, you open your mouth, you're going to get drafted. And I got drafted. You're the spokesperson. So I start appearing in the media over and over and over. And eventually, this led to me being offered a radio show. And after the late Pete Peterson twisted my arm a couple times, I said, okay, I'll do Sundays. I'll do a Sunday afternoon show for you. The rest, as I say, is history. But what we were fighting against was eminent domain without even paying for the eminent part of it. That's right. They just wanted to steal our land. We would have welcomed eminent domain at a fair price, just our asking price. And then the housing market was appreciating. So we were being very reasonable. They said, that you have no right. Shut up, sit down. We'll decide what we're going to do with you as time goes on. But meanwhile, you have no property rights. And so we went through this 8-year battle. During this time, an eminent domain case came up in New England. And it used to be under eminent domain that you could only have your property taken for a public purpose. And then you had to be paid fair market value for it. Well, in this case, Judge Roberts cast the deciding vote 5-4 against the prevailing laws, which said under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, you cannot take land and give it from private owner to another private owner. They did exactly that. And here's what Roberts said in his majority opinion that he wrote. He said, as long as it increases the profitability of the receiving party, that kind of eminent domain is allowed. In other words, you can rob Peter to pay Paul if it just makes Paul richer. Oh my gosh, I knew right then Roberts was a creep. Totally abrogated over 200 years of eminent domain law. So I knew what he was at that time because this was so personal to us. Oh, by the way, the state of Arizona did eventually come up and offer us $600 a piece for our property. Does that sound like Lahaina in North Carolina to you? They were offered 700. I guess that's inflation. Okay, second thing. The Obamacare. He flipped on this, on the challenge to Obamacare. He again cast a deciding vote. He said, well, the argument against Obamacare was you can't force people to buy a product. And Obamacare is a health care product. The same, I have UnitedHealthcare. It's the same as UnitedHealthcare. or Cigna. You're buying a product and a service together. And he says, oh, no, that's not a product or service. It's a tax. What? So a required purchasing of a healthcare plan is now done because it's a tax and not a product or service. Worst judicial ruling of all time in healthcare. And Roberts was squarely behind it. So I knew, again, reinforcing the fact that this guy is not a conservative. He's a liberal disguised in a black robe. Okay, we'll continue on. There was the Merchant situation where he refused to let the court step in and hear a case that Merchant was prosecuting Trump unfairly, which is true. Merchant bootstrapped two laws together that didn't belong. He also violated the statute of limitations, and he had a conflict of interest, or the appearance of a conflict of interest, which means he'd have to recuse himself because his daughter was making millions of dollars on this case. And if the case goes away, she stops making money. Is that not the appearance of impropriety? I think it's impropriety, period. But the statutes for ethics for all judges say you have to avoid the appearance of impropriety. I've talked about this before. And Merchant wasn't held to that standard. And Roberts turned his nose up at Trump, wanted him convicted. Activist judge playing politics with his position as Chief Justice. It was very clear. This Merchant case should be thrown out, but I think Trump hasn't gone to the Supreme Court with it now in terms of the rulings and the procedural errors, because he knows between Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Roberts, they're not going to follow the Constitution. That's right. They're again disguised liberals in black robes. So those were three. And there was a fourth one that was really serious. Roberts broke the law in presiding over the Senate impeachment conviction trial of Donald Trump. That was impeachment number one. And we're going to play a clip for you on this. What you're looking at here is the front end presentation of the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, impeachment trial number one, which was a sham. And there was an anonymous whistleblower that was basically the only thing that the prosecutors that wanted Trump out of office had to offer. Now, we know now it was CIA agent Ciaramelli. Well, we know that. That's become known. Roberts knew too. And so did the prosecution. And so did the defense. And Rand Paul tried to put this on the record as an illegitimate attempt to frame a president based on a whistleblower who could avoid questioning and cross-examination, okay, which is a total violation of Trump's rights. You have the right to confront your accusers. And Justice Roberts received a request from Rand Paul to have the whistleblower's name exposed and force him, was he going to force him to testify and subject him to defense cross-examination. And you're going to hear a gap, a silence period. Nothing's going to be wrong with the transmission. It's Roberts reading the brief request and then deciding how he was going to respond. So let me play that for you. Now, he refused this request not once, but twice. In the very beginning, you'll hear him refuse, and then he'll be handed something to consider from Rand Paul, and he'll hesitate. He'll read it, and then he'll issue his ruling, and we'll talk about that issuance.
Mr. Chief Justice,
Senator from Kentucky,
I have a question to present to the desk for the House Manager Schiff and for the President's Counsel.
Okay, this is the hesitation. They're passing this out. Roberts is waiting. Now he's being handed the final question from Rand Paul.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
So here we have a whistleblower in court. His name is known to everybody on the inside. And Roberts, you just heard him. That was Roberts' voice you just heard. He refused to read the question that said, we want this person identified for the purposes of cross-examination. And he broke rules by doing this. And first of all, he later claimed, well, I didn't know who it was. Well, that's a lie because everybody around him on both sides knew. Rand Paul knew. Many of the senators knew. There's no way he didn't know. He lied to cover up his illegitimate ruling, hoping that this would avoid this witness being discredited and the impeachment trial would fall apart. Okay, this is why people think that Roberts is compromised. And there's a whole lot of reasons I'm not going to get into why they believe it. Some of them are very serious allegations. And I'm not in a position here to judge. I'm just going to say this. I'm calling on the Justice Department to invoke the participation of the FBI to investigate John Roberts. I'm also going to make a case for Amy Coney Barrett a little later in the week. I'm still waiting for some information to come in about her. But with Judge Roberts, there's clearly enough there. I mean, this violation of procedure in an impeachment trial is enough right there to put him under investigation. And by the way, there is no statute of limitations when it comes to something like this. So Roberts should be investigated, and we should determine whether or not he's fit to stay in office, and if he indeed has the appearance of impropriety that he's maintaining. And you can have the appearance of impropriety and then recuse yourself, which you should have done right here. And then nothing happens to you. But if you continue on in your role, and you get my drift here, and this applies to every one of these district court judges that has ruled against Trump, a lot of connections are being found with sisters profiting, brother-in-laws profiting, daughters profiting. We've seen a lot of this. And therefore, this all deserves to come out in the wash. The American people have a right to know. And if there's nothing to it, I can say, okay, well, we followed the due process of an investigation and there's nothing to it, so we've got to move on. I don't think that's what we're going to find. And so this is why I am calling for an investigation of Justice Roberts. Is he indeed compromised? If so, from who, from where? And I would know, well, I think I do know where to start, but it's not for me to say. It's for the FBI and the Justice Department. They need to become involved. Simple. If you agree with me, tell me. If you don't agree with me, tell me why you don't agree with me, and tell me what we do with activist judges that act unconstitutionally. This justice right here, the Supreme Court justice, okay, John Roberts, acted inappropriately and illegally in his presiding over the Senate impeachment trial, number one of Donald Trump. Simple. Simple. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. And all we want is the process to be followed and the truth to come out. We're not attacking anybody, but we're saying when things start to stack up, the American people have a right to know. Are there representatives? Are there judges? Are they representing the law, the Constitution, and the people as it was intended? If not, then we need to make adjustments. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you sign up for our TV show. People love it. Hiding in Plain Sight is going exclusive next month, where we're going to make a lot of, well, let's put it this way. People say, Dave, it's a lot like the old Art Bell show. It's pretty cool. We're even going to do something on Mel's Hole. I'm looking into that now, and I'm not sure that we got the entire story because after Art stopped broadcasting, a drone went down Mel's Hole. But we're going to look at all this kind of stuff. Pretty cool stuff. People love it. And also, that'll be in addition to our geopolitics and our interviews over at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And it's all you need to know to go and sign up. We'll see you back here next time. God bless all of you. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you. And really looking forward to reading your opinions on Justice Roberts. The phrase March Madness doesn't just apply to basketball. It applies to Boasberg and the federal judiciary that thinks they can run the executive branch when they have no authority over deportations and expenditure of funds. And we're going to cover this from a couple different directions. But as we promised you in the last segment, we said we had shocking material that speaks to the very strong possibility of collusion in and among Supreme Court justices and these federal judges that are issuing these illegal orders. And am I a lawyer to interpret this? No, but I can read the Constitution. I would encourage all of you that think Donald Trump is in the wrong to read Article 2 of the Constitution. And you'll walk away saying, oh my gosh, these judges are breaking the law. And they are. It's clear to a layman like me. I'm not totally a layman. Long time ago when I used to do grievances, I had to work with lawyers. I learned a little bit about the law, but I'm still largely a layman, but I am not wrong on this. Anyway, we are brought to you by Noble Gold, and Noble Gold can save your future. I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years, 7.5 years to be exact. And I can say without equivocation, it's the best move I ever made. I'm safe and secure in my finances. Oh, if we have a meltdown of the dollar, will I take a hit? Yeah, we'll take some hit, but we won't be devastated like my great-grandparents were, members of the Ford family. My mom, as a young toddler, went from riches to rags overnight. We won't go through that, but I would not want any of you to go through that either. I need all of you to be safe and secure in your finances because we are going to be called upon to participate politically in saving this country. This is just starting, folks. The left is desperate. They're going to do anything legal and illegal to stop the people from gaining control over their country. Of the people, by the people, for the people doesn't exist in their vocabulary. And so with Noble Gold, and I can say this in good conscience, there's no guarantees. And past performance can't be construed with future expectation, except I've been a customer for 7.5 years, multiple times over. There are 7 good reasons to go with Noble Gold. I'm just going to stop right here. Some of you right now have retirements in the bank. You have an option. And Noble Gold can give you that option, and they can save your backside from financial ruin. You lose your retirement to an unscrupulous bank that invokes Dodd-Frank 2010 law. We're just going to have to hang on to the money, or we'll take your money and reinvest it back in our bank. You have options right now. Once they get a hold of your account, it's over. You're in second place, according to Dodd-Frank. Once you put a retirement or your savings in the bank, you're in big trouble. There is your reason right there to call Noble Gold. You can see that in 877-646-5347. Also, too, if you want more information before you act, you can go to davehodgesgold.com, put in your email, and I'll send you out a free information packet electronically. But it will just reiterate in more depth what I'm telling you here. I would call this number right after this report and say, I have retirement in the bank. I have IRA. I have a 401k. Am I in danger and can you help me? That's what I'd be asking them. I have no retirement associated with the bank and I never will for good reason. Can't trust them. Can't trust them, folks. Anyway, let's get down to business here. We're going to play a clip. We have a technical difficulty with a Fox interview with Pam Bondi, and I was going to play her reaction 2 days ago to Boasberg's interference in the executive branch, which is unconstitutional and certainly not warranted. And she said basically the words that I just said, and she said he has no business ruling on these things where he has no jurisdiction. He's trying to run the executive branch. That's my statement. Pam Bondi as much insinuated that as well, too. And she said, we don't plan to comply. And we're going to fight this at every step, and they should. But all these judges are coming out of the woodwork at the same time. This is orchestrated. The timing of this, I mean, there's been 5 major rulings against Trump within a 24-hour period. And we've covered 3 of them pretty extensively. And what I'm going to tell you is this, is that these things just didn't happen coincidentally within a 24-hour period. There's collusion involved. and we believe we have found the root of the collusion. Now, I'm going to say it this way. I couldn't state, hand on the Bible, right hand in the air, that these judges that I'm going to identify being a member of a group that is invitation only, secret meetings, and they publish what they want you to see, I can't say this is collusion to commit treason, but it certainly should be investigated. You could also argue it's the right to association, but there is a judicial overarching principle. You must not engage in behaviors where impropriety could be assumed. A judge must be beyond reproach. With Boasberg and his daughter, and now we have his wife, his sister and her husband implicated in conflicts of interest in his rulings. But his daughter works for an NGO that tries to keep MS-13 and TDA from being deported. There's a big conflict of interest there. And that's the avoidance of the appearance of impropriety. And the key word there is appearance. You don't need to have guilt beyond reasonable doubt. It's the appearance. And this organization that I'm going to expose for you, and I'm glad to see this is popping up in other areas, this creates the appearance of impropriety. How far the guilt goes, like I said, does it back into treason? And is this actionable by the DOJ and the FBI? I don't know. I can tell you this. I know Pam Bondi is going to get a hold of this. I absolutely guarantee she is going to. And Kash Patel will willingly investigate. I predict this is going to happen. So let me show you what is out there in the public arena in multiple sources, well-sourced. I heard Alan Dershowitz is going to have a statement on this in the next day or two as well, too. This is from my notes when I've gone around and I've investigated claims made by various publications and by various legal opinions, and I consolidated them into a comprehensive and brief summary. And then I'm going to show you one of the sources, and the detail is stunning. Okay, and by the way, too, the fact that these judges belong to this organization, it's invitation only, and they meet in secret, that's not in dispute. It's a fact. It's absolutely a fact. And the membership is not in dispute either. It's published. All right, Supreme Court Chief Justice is holding secret meetings, and the term that I'm seeing most often is they're calling us a judicial coup. I call it a judicial insurrection because when you break the law to interfere with another branch, and Andrew Jackson dealt with this, and I'll talk about that before we're done. This is inappropriate. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. Totally unconstitutional. The president has the sole authority under Article 4 to deport an illegal alien. But Trump isn't just deporting illegal aliens, grabbing people off the street and say, you're gone. He's going after people with proven criminal records that pose a real threat to Americans. The judicial branch has no authority in this. None. There are no due process rights for illegal aliens under the law. None. You can get into cruel and inhuman, but this is not cruel and inhuman. Now, second thing, the president has the right to direct spending anywhere he wants in the executive branch. He is not obligated to follow the principles of the previous administration. Biden didn't follow Trump. Trump is not required to follow Biden, but the judges are trying to make him live by Biden's policies. That is also illegal and unconstitutional. And then finally, this Judge Boasberg is taking the authority. He is more powerful in the executive branch than Trump. Also illegal. Dealt with by President Jackson in his term, and I'll describe that case at the end. All right, let's go here to what I have summed up here from multiple sources. 2 days ago, Chief Justice Roberts released a statement, actually it was 3 days ago now, attacking Donald Trump for calling on the same crooked district judges to be impeached. When a judge knowingly violates the Constitution, three things can happen. And this is statute. And Congress is negligent in their duty because they haven't even begun to pursue the process. One, these judges can be defunded. Two, their positions and jurisdiction can be eliminated by an act of Congress, not by Trump, but by an act of Congress. Mr. Speaker, where are you, sir? Why aren't you holding hearings to see whether or not these actions are warranted? And then number three, the judges don't get to get into Article 2 or Article 4 and tell the president you can't follow the Constitution. And that's what's happening here. So three violations here. Okay, the judge can be impeached on any of those grounds, or defunded, or have their office abolished. Now we have evidence that John Roberts is in a secret group with these same judges. This is indisputable. There are documents of membership and pictures together, the place where the meetings are held, press releases about the meetings, membership lists, directors. This is not even in question. This passes the smell test and stands alone as fact. Now, here's what Roberts said about Trump. For more than two centuries, it's been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. And aside, I agree with that statement on its face. But when the decisions become unconstitutional and illegal, they're subject to not only criticism, but action. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. Roberts is already announcing he's siding with these judges that are breaking the law. That's scary. And there's another Supreme Court justice who's right along with him. And I'll tell you, I think Amy Coney Barrett is trying to line up to join this group too, given her actions. And I'm saying that as an assumption, but her actions are not constitutional, nor are they certainly not conservative as she pretended she was. Okay, here we go. Who's all linked to this secretive club? Okay. The director, the president, James Boasberg, the same judge. Yeah. The Boasberg that is interfering in Trump's deportations. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is the vice president. Amit Mehta, secretary in a meeting held at her court. She has acted against Trump. Beryl Howell, Justice Professionalism Award. Same thing. He's an enemy of the Trump administration. And look at this. Justice John Roberts, honorary bencher of the Middle Temple, which is one of the terms they use to describe this group. Okay. Now, they call this the Edward Bennett Williams American Inn of Court. And then the subnames here are the Middle Temple. Okay. And they list the membership here. This is published by them. This group has published their list. And you can see there's no dispute as to what I just reported by the organization itself. Now, here's the question that needs to be asked. Is this the right of association for judges to engage in private meetings that are invitation only, secretive, and they decide what they'll release to the public? Is that the right of association as covered under the First Amendment? Or does this lead to the appearance of impropriety, which all judges are forbidden to engage in? Well, when Roberts comes out and defends what many feel is an unconstitutional action by Boasberg, that's a problem. But we have more evidence on Boasberg that we'll get to in just a minute about his impropriety and the appearance of it, and actually conflicts of interest, which go beyond the word appearance, guilty of conflicts of interest, which means that's subject to impeachment. Okay, but you look at this group right here. You got Boasberg acting against Trump and these other judges acting against Trump, and you got two Supreme Court justices who meet with him in secret. Is that reason for an investigation by the Justice Department and the FBI? I believe it is. Should they be called to Washington and sworn in and under oath, be forced to answer questions about impropriety, collusion in secret, moving towards the same goal, blocking all deportations, blocking Trump's right to redirect money any way he sees fit, determining who works for the Justice Department? That's another issue I want to address here very quickly. Article 2 says very clearly the president is totally in charge of the hiring in the executive branch. It does not say firing. And this is where the judges are hanging their hat. Okay, if you can hire, but that's all you could do and you could never fire, you got the idea. The two factors of hiring and firing work together. Is there any question on that, ladies and gentlemen? Is there any question on that whatsoever? Okay, so we have enough here to launch an investigation. We also have enough, and I'll show you in a minute more evidence that surfaced with Boasberg's daughter and conflicts of interest with the judge, and he's ruling on cases that benefit her organization. That's a conflict of interest. That's not even subject to review. It exists in public record. So therefore, this judge should be said, you have no authority in this case. You should have recused yourself, himself, and he should be subject to disciplinary action up until being defunded or being impeached. Okay, let's go to another spot here on this, and let's talk about more evidence that's come out about Judge Boasberg's family benefiting from his judicial actions. Just want to follow the facts, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to notice up here on X, Nayib Bukele, he has made this statement, the U.S. is facing a judicial coup. Yeah, it's a coup d'etat. There's no question about this. It's obvious to foreign leaders. And I said yesterday, this is becoming international. It is. And this is one evidence of that. All right, let's go down to here. Okay, the picture you see here is of Judge Boasberg's sister. Okay, she's also in the nonprofit game with an NGO. His sister, Margaret, and her Bain Capital husband, Christopher Beerley, are also big players in shoveling cash into the NGO financial underground. And you can go and read more about this at LinkedIn. The link is right there for you, linkedin.com/n-Margaret-Beerley, Beirely. You can go to LinkedIn and read more about this. This is the appearance of impropriety. This is not proof that this person's doing what they're saying, but it's out here publicly, folks. This is everywhere. I believe the Gateway Pundit has this. I believe many other publications have touched on this. This is the appearance of impropriety. And the judge is forced to address it and dispel it, or to say conflict of interest, I have to withdraw my ruling and recuse myself or face action from Congress. Again, I'm going to encourage you to write to your congressperson and tell them you expect them to investigate this fully and that their reelection depends on this. And if they're a Republican, then tell them, we'll just primary you if you're not going to enforce the laws. This is a congressional responsibility now. It's not up to me to decide this. It's not up to you to decide this. But it's up to all of us to force our leaders in Congress to do the right thing. There needs to be a full investigation. The facts about the daughter's involvement in the NGO with regard to their association with these criminal gangs, absolutely, undeniably true. That's fact. This needs to be investigated fully. And we have a pattern here of impropriety. And that's grounds for impeachment. So I can't pronounce judgment over this. You can't, but we can force our government to do the right thing. Where's Mike Johnson at? Why isn't he addressing this? And Pam Bondi needs to speak up today and say, we've discovered this about the judge. These are allegations that give the appearance of impropriety, and we're going to fully investigate. I want to see those things being said, and they should be said. And I'm sure Trump is well aware of this. I'm sure I'm not two steps ahead of the president. I'm probably 10 steps behind him. But ladies and gentlemen, do you want to live in a banana republic where the rules are not followed? There's no separation of powers. I said I would finish with Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson had some interesting quotes, and I'll sum up the summation of them. He did America a huge favor. Okay. All right. I got to make the disclosure. I understand that. The left, and my fellow Americans on the left, will say that Jackson was guilty of one of the biggest human rights abuses in American history. That's a true statement. The deportation of Indians and the extrication from their homelands in the southeastern part of the United States into the lands of Oklahoma and so forth, where they were moved again when oil was discovered. And the Trail of Tears is the what the event's called. Yeah, it's regrettable and despicable. We could argue it was the way things were done then, which is true. But the mistreatment of an entire group of people can never be justified by its common practice. So I condemn Andrew Jackson for that, but I commend him for what he did with regard to the Second National Bank. The Second National Bank was set up in the 1830s, and Andrew Jackson said, this is bad because European banking interests have control over this. Therefore, they'll control our money supply. They can control our economy. So he took all the money out of the national bank that was the federal government's, and he put it in the State Bank of Maryland. And some of you go, oh, yeah, I learned that in my history class. Thank your teacher if they taught you this. If they didn't teach you this, they didn't really understand the history of finance. Andrew Jackson says, we're not doing this. The Supreme Court ordered him to return the money. He said, well, we'll see if you can enforce it. And that's what he said to Justice Marshall. We'll see if you can enforce it. You have overstepped your authority and you're usurping the power of the executive branch, is what he said. We're dealing with the same issue today. It's not about the National Bank, but it's about the usurpation of power from the executive branch to the judiciary. And on top of that, we have the appearance of impropriety. So therefore, things need to happen. There's historical precedent for Trump to say, up your nose with a rubber hose, to coin an old phrase from Welcome Back, Cotter, and just say, we're not listening to you. And then turn it over to Pam Bondi. And then she goes after Boasberg and this secret organization. And they investigate, number one, is he guilty of impropriety? And two, is this group guilty of collusion in working against the Constitution? See, they swear an oath. I promise to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. If they're meeting in secret to plan against the president to usurp his executive power, they have violated their oath of office, and therefore they're all subject to removal. And let's make no mistake about it. The news is out today. The liberals are saying Trump's driving Justice Roberts into the liberal camp. He's been in the liberal camp. He is a liberal. And many have accused him of being compromised. I'm not going to go there in this report, but I'm going to say this. You lose nothing if you lose Justice Roberts and if he is found guilty of collusion against the Constitution. You lose nothing. In fact, if Trump is allowed to nominate, here we go, you could get a true conservative like Gorsuch or Alito, and your court would change dramatically. Okay. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Have you had enough of the nonsense? Did you vote for this judge to do this? I don't think so. Then you need to get to work on members of Congress. If you don't, you get the government you deserve. I'm Dave Hodges. Check us out with our newsletter. Over 50,000 people subscribe because they want one-stop shopping. Recapitulation of everything we do in a 24-hour period can come to your email box. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com and click on the link for the newsletter in the upper right-hand corner. And the only required field is your email. And you'll start receiving your daily update. People love it. You will too. Thanks for joining us. This is The Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. And again, we thank you for joining us. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We'd ask that you would sign up, follow us, become a subscriber, share our work. We need to wake up an entire nation still. Well, let's put it this way. I would say 50% of the people know what's going on. 20% are active. We got to really increase those numbers because the midterm is going to be here before you know it. And if we lose the midterm, we'll lose everything. They won't need activist judges. So please do that. We have a tremendous sponsor for you. And people often ask me, Dave, you talk about the Metasoma gel. You said you've rubbed it on your joints. And you've talked about the Nanosoma spray. And you go, yeah, and you talk about the skin cream briefly, say it really helps erase fine lines and wrinkles and so forth. That's true. That's true. Let me show you exactly what I'm talking about here. And now they have a special with a starter pack. These are three NanoSoma liquid sprays that comes with the starter pack. Okay? Here's the NanoSoma gel that I rub on joints, and I'm doing things in the weight room I haven't done in years, where I had bone on bone on my right knee. It works. And then, of course, here's the vanity product. 15% off for these three great products here. You're not going to get a better deal. I recommend you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. Wouldn't you agree that when you have a crime scene, particularly one as important as the assassination of a president, don't you think you would be able to show in your documents you've held for over 60 years? Don't you think the CI release files would address crime scene preservation? Well, they didn't. I'm going to show you what Roger Stone noticed, and then I'm going to tell you what my experience was. This is one of my two original, well, maybe three original contributions to the Kennedy assassination research. Undisputed. Immediately after JFK was murdered, his limousine was flown to DC and stored in the White House garage. That's true. They brought in some mechanics from Detroit to work on this. That's true. Instead of being preserved as a crime scene, the limo was thoroughly cleaned, the interior was reupholstered, effectively destroying evidence. Now, let me share with you some of the evidence that could have been in the limousine. Bullet tracing patterns based on fragmentation distribution. Also, too, what you would have seen was the caliber of the bullet being fired. Did it match Oswald's Italian Carcanian, Mannlicher Carcanian rifle? I suspect not, since you had multiple shooters. And in fact, even the CIA files now are clearly alluding to the fact there were two shooters. The idea of a single lone assassin, not accurate in the CIA's eyes. So you could have told, been told, you could have told from gun fragment residue, bullets taken from the bodies too, but no such thing was done. Okay. Now I know a little bit about this, and we're going to talk about crime scene preservation here. I was actually lecturing, and one of my classes went and attended this as a field trip. And one of my students actually spoke up when I talked about this. And he said, this was back in the early 90s, kind of my heyday of JFK presentations. And he said, well, my great uncle actually was brought in to work on this. And they said they dressed him up in airplane mechanic suits. They searched him coming in. They searched him going out. They signed a non-disclosure agreement. They scared the living hockey sticks out of him. I said, interesting. I said, let's talk when we're back on our campus. And we did. And he told me, he said, I've talked to my uncle. He would talk to you, but he won't go any further. And I said, would he talk to Jim Mars? And he said, probably not. But I said, I told him he could trust you. So we had a conversation. And he told me that we took bullet fragments out of the grill in front. Said, how many? He goes, two. And he said, one out of the side panel on the right side of the car. And I said, so what did you conclude? I said, he was shot at from the front and from the right front as well. And I said, interesting. And he said, we replaced the grill. We did more than what Roger Stone is saying here. This is what he told me. And I said, would you be willing to do something anonymously on tape where we disguise the voice? He goes, look, Dave, there's only so many of us that did this work. It wouldn't take long for them to track us down. And he says, I know how many bodies followed the Kennedy assassination, starting with Lee Oswald. And I said, so you know a lot about it. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, and I'm familiar with your work and Jim Marr's work. So that lead stopped there. But the limousine that you see in the National Archives now that they claim is Kennedy's, that's not even close. They changed everything out. Okay, now, one more thing about crime scene preservation, and this is not in dispute. There's some pretty good evidence that Kennedy's head exploded. 25% of his cerebellum was gone. That's according to the Parkland doctors that the Warren Commission never saw fit to interview. Isn't that interesting? The very doctors that worked on Kennedy when he first came in Not one of them was interviewed. So Dr. McClellan has gone on the record for his death, and he said, I'm just telling you right now, the man was shot, okay, from the right front, back into the left, went his head, and he goes 25% of his cerebellum was blown out. And he says, I'm telling you, my experience as a doctor that did this work in emergency room settings and handled multiple gunshots, he was shot with a frangible bullet, in other words, a dum-dum, or an exploding bullet. And he goes, that's the only thing that would explain the massive evulsed hole. He goes, you would expect it a bigger hole than the entrance. Entrance wound, small. Exit wound, bigger. But he said his exit wound was huge. And then later, Steve Revell interviewed a guy named Michel Nicolet, a pen name, out of South America, who was involved in paying off the assassin teams and converting the original heroin into dollars. And he was asked by Revell, tell us, and they blacked out stuff and used the fake name. And he said, he was shot with a exploding bullet. He said, you really can't understand the wounds unless you understand the kind of bullet. Now, let's talk about crime scene preservation related to those reported events from Revell and others. Did you know that when you do a gunshot autopsy, you soak the brain in formaldehyde to harden it so you can trace bullets, pick out, fragments so you can tell caliber of gun, type of gun, direction of shot? Well, remember, this was the time when they're trying to say three shots fired from behind. This is why they had to say the back of the head was the exit wound, because Oswald would have been behind and up on the book depository sixth floor, not in the grassy knoll, not on the bridge in front. And that presented a problem for the Warren Commission. So they had to say three shots from behind and they had to lose the brain. They lost the brain. And they brought in two people to do the autopsy who had never done an autopsy before, Pitzer and Humes. They never did an autopsy, ever. Gunshot autopsy? No. For the President of the United States, wouldn't you bring in your most experienced people from Walter Reed, those used to dealing with combat injuries that would know exactly what to do? Exactly. And by the way, these people that supposedly did the autopsy burned their notes. And the brain disappeared, and there's no dispute about that. Oliver Stone first talked about that because Jim Mars gave him that information. And where's the brain? How do you lose the brain in the most important assassination, the most important murder of the 20th century? But that happened. Crime scene preservation. Now, all of the files have not been released. They're kind of like time tagging them to send them out. It's very possible these things will be addressed by the CIA when they put them out. And I may have to come on here and do a mea culpa and say, well, they did deal with it, and here was their explanation, and it seems reasonable. But right now, as the facts line up, there were serious crime scene compromises that altered the outcome of the original report in the Warren Commission. Just a fact, folks. I'm not here to make anything up. I'm not here to boast a conspiracy theory. Except I'm telling you, these are unresolved issues. Unless the CIA comes out with more documents and there are soon to be more release, and they tell us more about this event. Pretty interesting, isn't it? I'm Dave Hodges. Sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com, and you click the newsletter link, put in your email address, and you'll get one-stop shopping to everything we do in the previous 24 hours. People love it. Over 50,000 people are doing this because it's convenient. You'll love it too. Make sure you do it. And check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, as well as our mystery show. Oh, yeah, we got Mysteries of the Mind, Histories, Mysteries. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff that we're revealing. It's fun. It's interesting. And some of it is, let's say, world paradigm view changing. People love it. We'll see you over there at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you back here again next time.